He's gonna take it himself for a championship! A double play wins it for Brady!
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch! The kind of time touchdown!
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Peters Township's AHN Arena. The WJPA Sports Network presents the WBIAL Team Tournament AAA Championship match featuring Trinity and Connellsville. Hi, I'm Mark Uriah along with Greg Warnock. Jacob Knisner producing for us in our downtown Washington studios, and Nate Rigotti is our floor director here at Peters Township. Trinity having just defeated Bethel Park by the fourth tiebreaker, a number of matches won, 26 all tie, with Trinity winning seven matches and Bethel Park winning six to get to this championship match. Connellsville defeated Franklin Regional 31-28, and Bethel Park and Franklin Regional will wrestle for third place, and we'll have the championship match here for you on WJPA as well as on the NFHS Network and Flow Wrestling. Our coverage is brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. Sarah's Candy, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. The Washington Greene County chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Washington Financial Bank, download the app and bank like Frank at washfin.bank. Good Orthodontics, excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. The Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com. An Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. We'll give you the starting lineups when our pregame show continues on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Frank from Washington Financial Bank here. I may be stuck in the 70s, but did you know you can manage your moolah right from your computer or device with Washington Financial Bank's app? You can deposit, transfer, and even pay your bills from the convenience of home. So much for apps being just fondue and pigs in a blanket. Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank.
Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. Interest rates have gone up. We are currently paying 6.5% interest. What we offer is a safe, secure savings vehicle with no fees or charges, just guaranteed growth. If the stock market is making you nervous, or if you want a higher rate of return than what your local bank is paying, we need to talk. Call us at 724-228-3448. Stop by our office in Washington or Hickory for more details, or online at dayinsurance.com.
Our semifinal matches started at 121 pounds, so the championship and third place bouts will start at 127 pounds. We're about to get started here, so we'll give you pairings as well as call action as we get started here. We'll start at 107. Trinity has Kai Bland and Mickey Horn weighed in.
Connellsville has Tommy Gretz as well as Nolan Rice. Jacob Wright at 114 pounds for Trinity.
Collins without a wrestler weight in there.
121 pounds, Dom Canale and James Eakin for Trinity.
It is Zach Franks for Connellsville.
127 pounds, Frank Fedorchak and Zane Garner for the Hillers.
For Connellsville, it is Chase Sparks.
133 pounds. Hillers have Devin Junko.
And for Connellsville, it is Kai Vioma.
139 pounds, Bear Bruckner and Blake Reiner for Trinity as we are underway at 127. Chase Sparks for Connellsville, Zane Garner for Trinity.
For Connellsville, 139, Leland Hollis, Parker Lembo, and Julian Ruggieri.
145 pounds, Thomas Allison and Luke Poland for Trinity.
Connellsville has Dominic Black and Evan Petrovich.
152 pounds, Jason Bruckner and Rocco Machetta for Trinity.
Connellsville has Colton Turek.
160 pounds, Ian Holub and Kale Nicolella for the Hillers.
And at 160, Simon Ganelli as well as Lonzi Vilma.
Bodie Morgan for Trinity at 172.
Crew Harwell and Nicholas Rohall for Connellsville.
Sparks and Garner scoreless. Garner trying to fight off a fireman's attempt here midway through the first period. Garner in a sitting position with Sparks wrapped around his waist. Still neutral there halfway through the first. 189 pounds, Trinity has Robbie Allison and Adam Watson.
Mentioned 72, Cooper Lembo also weighed in at 72 for Connellsville, so no one at 89 for Connellsville.
215 pounds, Jason Minnie and Jalen Tinsley for the Hillers.
For Connellsville, Chris Cook.
285, Jace Banco for Trinity, Nicholas McAdams as well at 285 for the Hillers.
And Connellsville has Tyler Gallus.
Get a caution here against Sparks after a stalemate stopped the two. They're still scoreless.
Garner's record now 18-9 after the most recent match on the season. Not sure of the Connellsville results from the last one, so we only can speak through going into today. And Sparks' record was 8-12.
So starting here at 127, Sparks again trying to go to the Firemen's here, but not able to finish it. 18 seconds to go in the period. Garner reaching up over top and grabbing an ankle. 8 seconds to go in the period. Now Garner trying to turn this into a takedown, but time's going to run out. Scoreless at the end of one here at 127. Second period coming up on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services, with main offices near Consol Energy Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital. You can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Start of the second period. Zane Garner of Trinity on the bottom. Chase Sparks of Connellsville up top. Does have a leg in, but now gets in a little better position as he tries to break Garner down here. Looked like Garner might have had a chance to sneak out the back door there, but Sparks tightened up on that the leg lace that he has both legs in there now. And a stalemate called. I believe actually it's the headgear of Sparks sliding down around his eyes.
If you're Trinity here, you need a big win from Zane Garner just to really start things off. Yeah, Connellsville has some big heavy hitters in their lineup as far as some studs. They're not only in the best in the Whoopie, but best in the state as well. So you want to make sure that you win those ones that you have the slight favorite in.
Connellsville comes in 12-2, Trinity 11-0. Only WPIAL loss out of the two for Connellsville was to North Allegheny.
And North Allegheny was the number 5 seed, lost to Bethel Park in the quarterfinals.
Now ready to resume action here. 107 to go, second period. Bout is still scoreless. Garner to his feet. Sparks trips him back to the mat. Garner trying to switch as he hits the mat. turns in. Reaches through the legs, does Garner, but Sparks still locked on the right leg of Garner to maintain control. Garner trying to cross-face him off of that leg and spin behind. Garner picks up an ankle.
He could have spun behind, but he tried to go for the cradle when Sparks had it there, and then at that point, Sparks was able to grab onto a leg. So sometimes you have to just know in that position, I got to get my points as opposed to trying for the big package, which is what Garner was looking for there.
Yeah, and he lost a good opportunity to get a reversal. Has to come back to referee's position after a stalemate was called. Garner again catching Sparks a little high here. Sparks not able to get a leg in just yet. Well, he is trying to drive a half in. Garner trying to pop his head out the back door with 20 seconds to go in the period.
It's a good position for Garner. He just want to keep moving.
He actually rolls Sparks over to his back here, even though Sparks is still in control. Sparks now locks onto a leg. Garner trying to score here.
Gotta
7 seconds
ankle.
To go. Period about to run out, and Sparks is going to hang on after a couple of situations where he nearly lost control, but he's going to keep it scoreless after two. Third period coming up on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Jay Sparks chooses neutral position, shoots in on the legs of Zane Garner, but Garner works through the legs and goes to a cradle. He's going to get the takedown, and he's got Sparks on his back. Can't really see the shoulders of Sparks from this angle. Now Garner loses the cradle, but he's going to get two for the takedown. He's got three near fall points coming. And now Garner trying to bar the left arm. 1:10 left in the third. This is the first bout of this AAA championship match.
Well, Garner's had the opportunity to get Sparks in some trouble here a few different times. Now he's got a nice wing and a half in. Loses his wing, but...
Now the half for Garner. Trying to turn Sparks over. He's already got three coming. 45 seconds to go, and Garner's going to get the fall. Huge pin for Trinity to start things off at 5 minutes and 16 seconds for Zane Garner. Hillers take a 6-0 team lead. 133-pound bout coming up on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Devin Junko for Trinity at 133 pounds against Kai Vioma of Connellsville. Vioma gets the opening takedown early.
Kai Vioma, sensational freshman for Connellsville. Following his brother Lonzi, he's number 2 in the WPIAO and number 7 in the state by PA Power Wrestling. He's 25-4 this season. Junko with his win today, 24-13.
Vioma trying to cradle, but not able to get the hands locked on Junko.
Junko looks a little banged up, Mark. Did you see him coming out? He was limping on his knee.
Yeah, he didn't look 100% as he came over to the scorer's table to check in. Here's Vioma with a cradle in. Going to take Junko over. Still over a minute to go in the first period. So near fall points coming, if not the pin. Junko breaks that cradle and gets back over to his stomach. Three near fall points for Kai Vioma, and they're out of bounds. 52 seconds to go in the first.
You're already tough enough to wrestle Vioma, let alone less than 100%. So Junko, really at this point, it's just a matter of, hey, how much bonus are you going to give?
Heath Graff and Greg James, the two officials for this championship match. Bielmuk trying to get to that cradle again. He's got the hands locked, and he takes Junko over with 40 seconds to go in the period. Knee up in the back. And Junko very close to being pinned, and there it is. 1 minute, 26 seconds. Time of the fall for Kai Vielma. So the teams trade pins in the first two matches. Tied at six, 139-pound bout coming up when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Saris, and over the years, we've helped thousands of groups and organizations raise money to purchase band uniforms, playground and sports equipment, and more. Call Saris Candies today to see how your group can easily earn money to support your cause. Call 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, sariscandies.com.
139 pounds, Blake Reiner for Trinity, Julian Ruggieri for Connellsville. Reiner in on a single, 35 seconds in, and he will get the opening takedown.
I thought Connellsville may end up bumping Ruggieri and throwing someone else in there at 139. They had three guys weighed in. Ruggieri ranked number five in the WPIAL by PA Power Wrestling, 21-8 on the season. Going against Reiner, number one in WPIAL at 139, number four in the state. Took a loss in the last match, but 33-3 overall.
Second takedown after an escape by Ruggieri, 4-1, and now Reiner going to give another escape to make it 4-2, and they're out of bounds. 54 seconds to go in the first period. Teams traded pins in the first two matches. Reiner coming right after Ruggieri, but not able to get in on the left leg. Back up on their feet. To tie up. Reiner gets to the left leg, trying to get the right one as well. Dumps Ruggieri to a sitting position. Reiner able to finish that off, gets a third takedown, leads 6-2 late in the first. Seconds to go in the period. Reiner had the spiral and now just goes to a tight waist. Ruggieri working up to his knees as the first period is about to come to an end. Going to be 6-2 for Blake Reiner of Trinity after one. Second period coming up on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
After being cautioned for a false start, Blake Reiner escapes to begin the second period, so he's up 7-2 now. Looking for another takedown. Works the head on Ruggieri as they drop to their knees in a tie-up. Reiner spins behind as they come back up to their feet. Now trips Ruggieri to the mat. Takedown Reiner. He's up 9-2.
Getting bonus here in this match is huge for Trinity.
Reiner looked at the clock and now will give an escape. The two-step out with a minute 20 to go in the second. It's now 9-3.
And I believe, I'm not 100% certain, Mark, but I believe Trinity sent out first. So now they're in a good spot come 145 to get T.J. Allison away from Evan Petrovic. Because they can move Allison to wrestle up 152 and have Luke Poland wrestle Petrovic.
Ruggieri and Reiner out of bounds. 106 to go, second period. Still 9-3 for Reiner. Halfway through period number two. Reiner and Ruggieri on their feet. Jerry tried to shoot to the left leg, didn't get it. Reiner works up high, gets around behind Ruggieri while on their feet. Drops on the left leg, spins Ruggieri to the mat, and gets the takedown just before they go out of bounds with 36 seconds to go in the second. So 11-3 now for Reiner.
He's got plenty of time here. Major decision now at this point, but plenty of time for to get towards that technical fall.
And Reiner's going to get hit with his second caution.
36 seconds left, too. I'm surprised he's not putting him up on his feet.
Jerry trying to get to his feet here and does. Wants to switch, but Reiner spins him back underneath as they come back to the mat. Jerry broken flat to his stomach. Reiner works on the left wrist. 15 seconds to go in the period. Now goes to a half. Reiner rolls Ruggieri to his back. 10 seconds to go in the period. Ruggieri trying to keep those shoulders up off the mat. He'll spin free, and they end up getting a reversal here. Reiner's going to get three, and Ruggieri's going to get two. It's 14-5 at the end of two periods for Blake Reiner of Trinity. Third period coming up on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Monicalva for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
Julian Ruggieri of Connellsville taking bottom position to start the third. Blake Reiner of Trinity with a 14-5 lead, now 30 seconds into the final period. Reiner trying to break Ruggieri down and does. Ruggieri to his knees.
I think if you're Reiner, you're thinking, hey, this is going to take too many takedowns to get to that tech fall, so now I got to work on top to try to get six.
They roll out of bounds with 106 to go in the third period.
I have to wonder how much it would have been different had he not gotten that reversal, right? At 14-3, would they be doing takedown, let him up now to try to get to that tech? As we saw in the last match, every team point is crucial.
Restart here after going out of bounds. Reiner, spiral with the right arm. Under a minute to go. Reiner breaks Ruggieri to his stomach. Ruggieri draws the knees underneath himself. And Reiner breaks him back down. Jerry again got to his knees. Reiner works on the left wrist. 25 seconds to go.
Just wants to try to run something similar he did the last period.
Stalling call on the bottom. Second one, so a penalty point to Reiner. Going to make it 15-5, only 8 seconds remaining. Time going to run out. It'll be a major decision for Blake Reiner of Trinity, 15-5. That's going to put Trinity up 10-6 after three bouts. We'll go to 145 pounds when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
After being sidelined with a shoulder injury, 2 minutes in the box isn't so bad. Now get back out there. With AHN Sports Medicine, you're ready for what's next. Your body's rehabbed and recovered. Your legs primed to outski your defender. Your technical skills perfected. And just like that, you're back. Oh yeah, you're back. Go next level with AHN Sports Medicine.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
145-pound matchup, Evan Petrovich for Connellsville, Luke Poland for Trinity. Petrovich with the opening takedown, then an escape for Poland to make it 2-1.
Yeah, Connellsville had to send out first, so they send Petrovich out, and Trinity's going to bump T.J. Allison up and send Luke Poland out. Poland 8-6 on the season, Petrovich 22-6. Petrovich ranked number 3 in WPIAL and number 5 in the state by PA Power Wrestling.
Petrovich spun behind for a second takedown. And after giving an escape, will get a third takedown on an ankle. So Petrovich up 6-2 halfway through the first.
Connellsville here, you need 6 from Petrovich.
Poland works to his knees. Petrovich wrapped around the waist. Stalling call on Poland, first against him. Gets up to his knees. Petrovich bars the left arm. 30 seconds to go in the period. Poland was broken flat to his stomach. Petrovich still with that arm bar in on the left side. 13 seconds to go in the first. Evan Petrovich of Connellsville will take a 6-2 lead into the second period against Trinity's Luke Poland. We'll have it on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Frank from Washington Financial Bank here. I may be stuck in the 70s, but did you know you can manage your moolah right from your computer or device with Washington Financial Bank's app? You can deposit, transfer, and even pay your bills from the convenience of home. So much for apps being just fondue and pigs in a blanket. Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank.
Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
Escape and takedown for Evan Petrovich to start the second period. Gave Poland an escape and has just taken him down again. So Petrovich up 11-3 early here in the second. Hard crossface by Petrovich to get to a cradle. Now he's going to take Poland over to his back. And he's going to get the fall. At 2 minutes and 28 seconds, Evan Petrovich with the fall for Connellsville. Falcons go up 12-10 after four bouts. 152-pound bout coming right up on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
152-pound matchup, T.J. Allison for Trinity, Colton Turek for Connellsville. Scoreless, 45 seconds in. Turek tried to get, to, I should say, Allison tried to get to a leg, and now Allison out front working on the head.
This is where Trinity's really going to need T.J. Allison to step up here. He's number 5 in the WPIO and number 20 in the state, now 19-1 on the season. Taking on Turek, a guy who is only 1-1 on the year.
Allison gets the opening takedown, works out to the left side, drives the head into the side of Turek, trying to get to a cradle, but not able to do that. He'll get back around behind. Trinity has won 9 WPIAL team championships, 2 of them in this team tournament format. Connellsville has won 7 titles, all in this team tournament format, most recent for Connellsville being 2008. And again, 2 long time, as Allison gets stopped on a potentially dangerous call, 2 long time accomplished and proud wrestling programs.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And yet teams that have battled tough in these team tournaments but just haven't been here in a while, right? So going to get a new champion here in AAA. And 2 teams with younger guys in the lineup, we could see these 2 battling for a while.
First period going to end here. Allison of Trinity with a 2-0 lead after 1 here at 152 pounds. Second period coming up on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services, with main offices near CONSOL Energy Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital. You can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Colton Torek cautioned for a false start at the beginning of the second period, and TJ Allison sat, turns, got up to his feet, picked up an escape. So early in the second, Allison up 3-0.
He was looking for that pancake coming out, and now settling back in.
2 just kind of battling for hand control. Allison with an underhook now. Allison drops to a knee, but not able to get to the legs. 2 underhooks now for Allison. Drop to their knees. Allison trying to turn Torek over. Torek reaches underneath and grabs a leg. And they will roll out of bounds. Still neutral. 59 seconds to go in the second.
Allison's obviously think and fall, but he's got to get his points too. I mean, they got to get bonus out of him here. Ideally 6, though, because Connellsville has picked up a couple of falls.
Fireman's carry attempt here for Allison. He'll roll Torek onto his side, but Allison doesn't have the takedown yet. Trying to pop his head out. Reaches up to try to go around the head as well. But still neutral here. 35 seconds to go in the period. Allison close to getting that head out and getting the takedown, and there it is.
And he wanted to try to go right to a pinning combination, so he's taking his time with it.
He turns Turek over and puts him to his back without much of a combination. Now hooks underneath the left arm, chest on chest, right shoulder up. 12 seconds to go in the period. Turek trying to keep that right shoulder off the mat. He's going to roll through and get back to his stomach. Good job by Turek. He was in some trouble there. Allison gets 3, goes up 8-0 as the second period ends. Third period coming up on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Colton Turek, the junior from Connellsville, chooses neutral position to start the third. Trinity's TJ Allison with an 8-0 lead after 2.
Interested to see what happens after this one, Mark, because Connellsville will have to send out first at 160.
Allison spins behind for a takedown to go up 10-0, folding the left arm across the chest and walking out front on Torek here, trying to take him over, and he does. Arms bundled. There's the fall for TJ Allison of Trinity at 4 minutes and 52 seconds. Pillars get their first fall. They'll take a 16-12 team lead. And we'll have the 160-pound bout when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
160-pound bout, Jackson Bruckner for Trinity, Lonzi Vielma for Connellsville. The falls are even at two apiece.
And the big move here, right? How crucial is winning the flip? Trinity winning that flip, they are able to get Allison away from Petrovich and now Vielma away from Nicolella. So now the Trinity can bump up Nicolella, Morgan, and Allison and then insert Bruckner here against one of the best guys in the state.
Vielma gets the opening takedown as he takes Bruckner to the mat, and they go out with a minute four to go in the first period.
Vielma 22-5 on the season, number two in the WPIAL and number six in the state by PA Power Wrestling. Bruckner coming into this 12-7. Bruckner has already been hit with a stalling call. That's his second one, so penalty point. We're only a minute into the first period.
So 3-1 after the escape. Under a minute to go in the first period. Taps to the head, multiple taps from Vielma, and Bruckner backs out of bounds. You can hear the Connellsville fans' reaction to that.
I can't really blame him. Bruckner is not really looking to wrestle here against Vielma.
Vielma in on a single. He'll finish that off right on the edge to go up 5-1 with that takedown. Vielma fourth in the WPIAL last year, third in 2022, was one win short of a state medal last year. Another escape there for Bruckner, so it's 5-2 and neutral here with under 30 seconds to go in the first. Bruckner reached for a leg, didn't get it. Vielma wanted to spin behind. He couldn't finish. 15 seconds to go, first period. Vielma, good shot right on the edge at a double. He'll get that late takedown with 9 seconds to go. And after one period, it will be a 7-2 lead for Lonzi Vielma of Connellsville. Second period coming up on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Saris. Call us today at 1-800-255-7771 to find out the 3 points that can earn your group the money you need. We'll show you how to pin to win with the Saris Candies fundraising program. We can't make you a state champ, but we'll help you raise the money to get there. Learn how easy it is. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit our website at sariscandies.com.
Just 9 seconds into the second period, Lonzi Vielma of Connellsville on the bottom, and before he and Bruckner went out of bounds, Bruckner hit with a locked hands penalty, so now 8-2 Vielma leads. Tried to get up to his feet. Bruckner tripped him back to the mat. Vielma on one knee, trying to stand. Bruckner wrapped around the waist. Bruckner trips Vielma back to the mat. Vielma's trying to switch, and he'll complete that for the reversal. And Vielma up 10-2 with a minute and a half to go in the second. Vielma will give Bruckner an escape. So 10-3 and neutral. And out of bounds after a Vielma shot. So on their feet with a minute 12 to go in the second period. Bruckner shoots, doesn't get to the legs. Vielma grabs an ankle, walks around behind, gets the takedown, and goes up 12-3 as we near the midway point of the second period.
Yeah, Bruckner's only been hit with two stalling calls so far. Could have been hit with a couple more, but really you're just trying to not give up six.
And Bielma making that, it's not going to happen. Bielma folded, I wasn't sure how to say it, Bielma folded the left arm across the chest, turned Bruckner over and pinned him at 3 minutes and 9 seconds. Time of the fall for Vielma. Connellsville takes the lead back 18-16. We'll go to 172 when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
This is Coach Guy Monticalva for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
Kale Nicolella for Trinity, Nicholas Rohal for Connellsville, and Rohal, 28 seconds in, is going to get a blood timeout here for a bloody nose.
Rohal 16 and 11 on the season for Connellsville. Nicolella with his win in the last match, 19 and 8. Nicolella ranked number 6 in the KO at 160 by PA Power Wrestling. So you look at this one, obviously, a little bit of a toss-up, right? Nicolella coming up a weight class, never easy to do. But then you look at the next two, you got to like Morgan to get six. And then you're going to have a really good matchup between Robbie Allison and Chris Cook. And then Connellsville is obviously going to expect to get six at 285. So, yeah, that's where you're looking. There's been a lot of bonus points in this one, a lot of mismatches as compared to the last match Trinity wrestled in. It's just a matter of who can get more.
Just a reminder, this event and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIAL. This broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience, and any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this event without the expressed written consent of the WPIAL and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio, all rights reserved, copyright 2024. Blood timeout complete. Nicolella and Rohal back into action here, and blow of the whistle, and referee Greg James seeing more blood on Rohal, so they'll run that blood clock again and try to get Rohal cleaned up here to where he can continue. Some blood on the mat as well. Third place match, Bethel Park leading Franklin Regional 14-9. They are also at 172 pounds. Connellsville and Trinity will be headed to next week's state tournament. Bethel Park and Franklin Regional going at it to try to see who the third team from District 7 will be, as only the top three qualify, top four in AA. Qualify. Burrell defeated Burgettstown earlier today for the championship. And Quaker Valley over Mount Pleasant for third place. Back into action here at 172 pounds. First period, about still scoreless. Team score is 18-16 Connellsville. Falls are 3-2 in favor of the Falcons now. Nicolella in on a single, picks it up.
This is a second shot that Nicolella's been in pretty good on. He's just got to try to finish this one. Was unable to early in the match.
Rohal bouncing up and down on that right foot and able to avoid the takedown.
Yeah, so unable to finish, and that's two shots now Nicolella was in on that looked like they should have been two, and unable to get points on the board.
So back into first period action here, still scoreless. Five seconds remaining in the period. two will tie up with one another. Michaela shoots, tries to get to the left leg, picks it up. Whizzer for Rojal. They fall to the mat. Rojal goes almost straight to his back. Nicolella wraps around the head. They scramble and come free. And no takedown awarded either way. And now out of bounds.
Yeah, Nicolella for a moment got the two, but waved off quickly with the reaction time.
So only 6 seconds left in the first. Looks like this one will be scoreless after one. Second period at 172 pounds. Coming up on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Kael Nicolella starts the second period on the bottom, got to his feet. Rojal going to be penalized here for locked hands, so that will give Nicolella a 1-0 lead.
Yeah, big penalty point early on. Nicolella was in three different shots in the first, so you got to like how he's feeling going into the second period. Being the aggressor, no points on the board, but I like that he's got some good opportunity.
Trying to work up to his feet here early in the second period. Nicolella does stand now, trying to break the clasp around his waist. Rojal picks him up, set him back down. Now Rojal up a little bit high. Nicolella trying to pull him over top. Rojal reaching back and going around the head of Nicolella. Nicolella trying to pop his head free, but a stalemate call.
Yeah, Nicolella really just wasn't able to move, but I think if he was trying to keep his feet moving and turning, he might have been able to get that arm, because just the way the hold was in, it was like backwards headlock.
Stalling call here against Rojal because the shoes came untied, or shoe, I should say.
Now they gave the escape, so they're on their feet.
And a 2-0 lead for Kael Nicolella as we near the midway point of the second period. Nicolella wants out of the tie-up. Nicolella just comes in. He gets around behind the head of Rojal and then quickly backs out. Wiping in a leg is Nicolella, not getting it. 30 seconds to go in the period. Rojal with a shot, just almost with a going under the arm. Nicolella shuts him off. Rojal flat on his stomach, hanging onto a leg. Nicolella trying to force him off that leg to spin behind, but Rojal turns in now and tries to pick that leg up. Nicolella drove into Rojal, but Rojal still hanging onto that leg. Under 10 to go in the period. Rojal goes around the head of Nicolella now as Nicolella gets back up to his feet and turns in. And the second period will end 2-0 for Kael Nicolella of Trinity after two. Third period coming up on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Frank from Washington Financial Bank here. I may be stuck in the 70s, but did you know you can manage your moolah right from your computer or device with Washington Financial Bank's app? You can deposit, transfer, and even pay your bills from the convenience of home. So much for apps being just fondue and pigs in a blanket. Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank.
Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
Short punt timeout for Rojal of Connellsville. Between periods, he and Cale Nicolella of Trinity start the third period on their feet, with Nicolella leading 2-0. Team score is 18-16 in favor of Connellsville. Nicolella in on a single.
He's got to try to finish here. Unsuccessful in the first. Near the out-of-bounds line, you got to keep him in. He's been in on several shots, Mark, just can't finish him.
That's a good job by Rojal with just really fighting a couple of times. You know, when you're bouncing up and down on one foot, that's hard to fight that off.
Yeah, he's done it a few times.
A number of times is right. So still neutral here. Nicolella comes in to tie up. 1 minute to go. Rojal reaches for a leg, gets in. Whizzer for Nicolella. Right to the edge. Rojal trying to finish it off on the edge of the mat before they go out, but no. That was close.
That was very close. Yeah, it could have went either way with that call, quite honestly. Nicolella's got to be careful of where he's at on the mat.
So Nicolella still up 2-0. This is the seventh bout of 13. Rojal shoots, locks on the left leg. Nicolella reaches up over top, picks up an ankle. 35 seconds left. Stalemate called.
One of those toss-up matches. This will be big for whichever team can come out on top. Nicolella has controlled most of this match. Rojal trying to bring it up the intensity late.
18 seconds to go. Rojal shoots. Nicolella with a whizzer. They roll through, and Rojal's going to come up with a takedown to tie it with 10 seconds left.
Deep shot in, and although the whizzer was applied, Nicolella couldn't fight it off, and we're going to be headed to our first overtime.
2-2 at the end of regulation. 1 minute. Sudden victory as they start on their feet. Huge takedown there for Rojal. And talk about the at least three times Nicolella was in deep on a single and couldn't finish.
Yeah, man. Now he's in on a shot again. He's got to try to finish these shots.
He's locked on the left leg.
You don't like him being underneath, especially the fact you know he's giving up weight, bumping up a weight class.
Stalemate stops at 38 seconds left in the first overtime. Two come in to tie up. Rojal, good shot, had the double, switches to just a single. Whizzer for Nicolella. Rojal picks Nicolella up, sets him down, and gets the takedown. A huge overtime win, 4-2. For Nicholas Rojal of Connellsville at 37 seconds of overtime. The Falcons open up a 21-16 team lead. 189-pound bout coming up on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Bodie Morgan comes in and takes down Cooper Lembo in the 189-pound bout. Put Lembo to his back. Lembo scrambles to get off his back. Morgan gets three, so he's quickly up 5-0, not yet 30 seconds in.
Lembo 6-8 on the season. Morgan 15-3, number two in the WPIL, and number seven in the state by PA Power Wrestling is Bodie Morgan. So you need six here if you're Trinity.
Especially after the overtime loss.
Yeah, that was a tough one for Trinity because they definitely needed that.
Morgan bars the right arm. Working on trying to get a half in on the left side. And now Morgan going to drive into Lembo and turn him over right on the edge of the mat. Morgan just trying to drive that left shoulder down. Lembo's going to fight it off and get back over to his stomach. Three more near fall before they go out for Morgan. So he's up 8-0. Back to referee's position. Morgan out to the right side. Trying to get a half in, cannot. Lembo broken down. 30 seconds left in the first. Lembo trying to get up to his knees. Solid tight waist for Morgan. Now he goes 2-on-1 on the right wrist, but loses that. Stalling on the bottom against Lembo. First call against him. As we near the end of the first period, Morgan rocked Lembo over, but only for a one count. First period ends. Bodie Morgan of Trinity up 8-0. Second period coming up on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. Interest rates have gone up. We are currently paying 6.5% interest. What we offer is a safe, secure savings vehicle with no fees or charges, just guaranteed growth. If the stock market is making you nervous, or if you want a higher rate of return than what your local bank is paying, we need to talk. Call us at 724-228-3448. Stop by our office in Washington or Hickory for more details, or online at dayinsurance.com.
Start of the second period, Cooper Lembo of Connellsville defers. Bodie Morgan of Trinity chooses neutral and gets a quick takedown 20 seconds in before the two go out of bounds. So 10-0 now for Morgan. 21-16, Connellsville leads. We started at 127. We are now at 189.
Really got to get six here if you're Bodie Morgan. And obviously for Connellsville, you're just trying everything you can to not give it up if you're Cooper Lembo.
Lembo flat on his stomach. Morgan with a leg in. Morgan working out to the right side. One minute to go, second period. Now Morgan gets the half in. He's going to turn Lembo over to his back, and there's the fall for Bodie Morgan at 3:07. 16 points for Trinity puts the Hillers up by one, 22-21. 215-pound bout coming up when we come right back.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services, with main offices near Consol Energy Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital. You can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Robbie Allison tosses Chris Cook of Connellsville to his back. Allison not going to get the fall. Cook will fight it off and get back over to his knees, but two and then three for Robbie Allison at 215 pounds to go up 5-0.
He knows what he has to do, Robbie Allison, which is get six on the board.
Crowd reacting to the Franklin Regional Bethel Park match. As we're 1 minute in here at 215 pounds. Franklin Regional going to pull to within one, 20-19, I think, as they go to 285.
Robbie Allison, number six in WPIL, number 19 in the state. IPA Power Wrestling, he's 15-2 on the season. Chris Cook, ranked number seven in the WPIL, he's 19-9 on the year.
team with three falls here. As Allison continues to ride and lead 5-0, getting late in the first period against Connellsville's Chris Cook. Cook a junior, Allison a senior. Five seconds left in the period. Robbie Allison will have a 5-0 lead after one. Second period coming right up on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Trinity's Robbie Allison starts the second period on the bottom, and he's trying to come out the side door, and he does against Connellsville's Chris Cook. Reversal for Allison. He's up, should be 7-0. And now Allison is going to fold the arm across the chest of Cook and turn him over to his back. Allison all the way out front. Now gets perpendicular. Cook able to get back over to his stomach, though. Allison's going to get three and go up 10-0. Minute 10 to go, second period.
Chris Cook, not a bad wrestler, and Allison just really taking it to him here. He's giving up 25 pounds as well. Keep that in mind as Allison bumping up here to 215.
Stalling on the bottom against Cook. First call against him. Allison 2-on-1 on the left wrist. Now goes to a tight waist. Cook sits, turns, trying to get up to his feet, but Allison keeps him on the mat. Down to 30 seconds remaining in the second period. Allison riding and leading 10-0.
Cool. Man, not much movement underneath for Cook at all.
Yeah, it seemed like a couple, at least 3-4 seconds where there was none at all. As we near the end of the second period, 7 seconds to go. Robbie Allison of Trinity will lead 10-0 going to the third. We'll have it when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Chris Cook of Connellsville chooses bottom position to start the second period. Trinity's Robbie Allison breaks him flat to his stomach. Trinity with a 1-point team lead, 22-21. Down to a minute and a half remaining here in the third period. Referee Greg James saying something as he leans in to the 215-pounders.
Allison's got to try to find a way to turn him over.
Allison working on the wrists right now. Goes to a half, but can't keep that in. Now Allison breaks Cook flat to his stomach with a minute to go.
Yeah, looking at what's ahead as well, I'm not sure Trinity wins if they don't get a fall here. So they need to try to get six.
There's a second stalling call on Cook. Penalty point to Allison makes it 11-0, 37 seconds to go. Cook trying to get to his feet. Allison pulls him back down. 30 seconds left. Cook gets up to his knees. Allison 2-on-1 on the left wrist. Now loses that with 15 seconds left. Allison breaks Cook down. Time going to run out here. Just 6 seconds to go. Robbie Allison of Trinity will win at 215 pounds. Late escape to make it an 11-1 final. Major decision makes it 26-21 in favor of Trinity. We'll go to 285 pounds when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, I'm Athena Saris. For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been helping groups like yours raise money. Kids' sports are getting more expensive with signups, uniforms, and travel. The list goes on. Selling Saris Candies can help. With our reputation for quality and taste, Saris Candies practically sell themselves. We'll show you how easy it is. Call today, 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, sarahscandies.com.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Chase Banco for Trinity, Tyler Gallus for Connellsville at 285. No score.
Gallus 15-11 on the season. Banco 1-4.
Two just tying up. Again, crowd reacting to the third place match between Bethel Park and Franklin Regional. Franklin Regional leads 25-20 there. They're at 107. Banco tries to go to a headlock, and he rolls Gallus to the mat and keeps his heels just inside the boundary to get the takedown before they go out.
One of those matches just based on records alone, which is never an easy thing to predict with wrestling, but you'd have to say, you know, Connellsville with a distinct advantage here and may get bonus in this match. So if Banco can put together three solid periods, it'll be huge.
He's going to get reversed here by Gallus, who then breaks Banco flat to his stomach. 2-2 just under a minute to go in the first period.
What comes to mind when I say that, Mark, is we get to the WPIL individuals and you get guys from Burrell that are like, you know, 20 and 18, and then they're going against guys that are like, you know, 20-2, and they're demolishing them. It's just because the schedule they had.
30 seconds left in the first. Banco gets up to his knees. Gallus out to the left side, grabs an ankle, now gets back around behind and breaks Banco down. Ten seconds left in the first period.
It's a good first period, though, for Banco.
It's going to be 2-2 at the end of one. Second period at 285 coming up on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Monacalva for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
Chase Banco of Trinity, Tyler Gallus of Connellsville start their second period neutral, and 18 seconds in, they are out of bounds. 26-21, Trinity leads. Four bouts remaining, including this one at 285. Park has pulled to within two with a couple of matches to go against Franklin Regional. It's 25-22, I should say 25-23.
Yeah, two bouts to go in that one. We got three more after this one at 285.
Banco and Gallus still on their feet, still neutral, and still tied at two. 1 minute to go, second period.
This match is really crucial here for what's coming in the top half. Trinity with Mickey Horn, Jacob Wright, and Dom Canale left. Connellsville with Tommy Gratz, Nolan Rice, and Zach Franks. Landon Lynn did not weigh in today for Connellsville.
Stoppage here. Heath Graff saying something to Gallus. I don't know if he... something going on between those two around the head, and then Banco with a little bit of a slap right off the whistle.
I kind of saw Heath Graff say, like, that's the second time, so I'm thinking one more, he's going to get hit with an unsportsmanlike or something in the mix.
15 seconds to go in the period, still tied at two. Banco and Gallus break out of a tie-up.
I think it's pulling that headgear down in front of his face. That's my guess.
Grabbing the headgear is a penalty, and there's the end of the second period. 2-2 at the end of two. Third period, 285, coming up when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy, too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Start of the third period, Tyler Gallus starts on the bottom. Jace Banco gives him an escape, and then Gallus goes right in and takes Banco down. And 5-2 lead now for Gallus of Connellsville early in the third.
If you're Banco here, obviously you just got to stay away from getting turned onto your back. You got to have some quick movements underneath. Gallus has proven that he can ride him.
Gallus at 281.8, Banco 268.6.
Huge escape for Banco.
Yep, turns in and now gets up to his feet. So 5-3 with a minute 24 to go. And back on their feet. Kind of bumped heads there a little bit on the edge, and now we'll get a stoppage. And now
I think Heath Graff's going to talk to him again. Banco came in a little heavy and collided heads with him.
So 107 remaining in the third as they restart on their feet. Gallus leads by two. Trinity with a five-point team lead with three more bouts remaining after this one. Gallus working around the head. Banco trying to get out of that. Gallus wraps around the waist. He'll take Banco down and leads him 7-3 with 47 seconds to go. Banco flat on his stomach, trying to get up to his knees.
Banco's got to fight it off here and not get turned to his back.
He doesn't have a stalling call against him, and we're down to 23 seconds to go.
Giving up just a decision is a win here for Trinity.
15 seconds left. Banco still flat on his stomach. And I believe the stalling call is coming, and there's the first one. Time going to run out here. Tyler Gallus of Connellsville will win 7-3. It's going to make the team score 26-24 in favor of Trinity with three bouts to go. 107-pound bout coming up on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want. at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Frank from Washington Financial Bank here. I may be stuck in the 70s, but did you know you can manage your moolah right from your computer or device with Washington Financial Bank's app? You can deposit, transfer, and even pay your bills from the convenience of home. So much for apps being just fondue and pigs in a blanket. Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank.
Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
Tommy Gretz for Connellsville. Mickey Horn for Trinity at 107. Gretz with the opening takedown.
Tommy Gretz doesn't get to see a lot of action because usually this is Nolan Rice here at 107, but Gretz is 10-5 on the season. Horn 12-7. And Gretz has been solid, though, for Connellsville.
He leads here early on.
Not having Landon Lynn definitely hurts Connellsville a little bit in this situation. They now have to bump Rice up.
Gretz and Horn out of bounds. Minute 13 to go, first period. 2-0 for Gretz of Connellsville. Team score 26-24 in favor of Trinity. Gretz going to give Horn the escape rather than go to referee's position. Gretz long range shot, could not get in deep. He and Horn back up on their feet. Gretz another shot. Horn sprawls back. Now Horn to the right leg of Gretz. Gretz to the left leg of Horn. And there is Gretz stepping to the side, getting the takedown. Looked like he wanted to maybe try to lock in a cradle, but Horn flattened out on the bottom to prevent that. 4-1, Gretz of Connellsville, 38 seconds to go, first period. Snowplow for Gretz on the left side. Now trying to bar that left arm.
Yeah, if you're Mickey Horn here, you cannot give up bonus. You got to give your guys, Jake Wright and Dom Canale, a chance. Especially with Wright having a tough opponent coming up in Nolan Rice.
First period about to end here. Gretz with the left arm barred. Only 3 seconds to go. Gretz of Connellsville with a 4-1 lead at the end of one. Second period coming up on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Mickey Horn deferred. Tommy Gretz chose neutral position, and he gets in on the ankle and takes Horn down. Gretz again trying to get to that cradle, and Horn flattens out. Now Gretz going to give Horn the escape. 6-2 and neutral with under a minute and a half to go in the second.
Horn doing a nice job of taking away any opportunities for Gretz to get near fall points. But he's got to get a takedown of his own. He's got to be able to stop this rush from Gretz.
Nearing the midway point of the second period, they tie up on their feet. And a stalemate called. In the final bout between Franklin Regional and Bethel Park, Franklin Regional leads 28-23. Gretz shoots, gets to the left leg of Horn, dumps into a sitting position. Horn wraps around the waist, they roll through. Now Gretz trying to come out the back door on Horn. Horn draped over to the side, right side of Gretz, and wrapped around the waist, and a stalemate with 34 seconds to go in the second. To work on their feet. Gretz shoots at Horn's right leg. Horn forces him off. Back up to their feet. 20 seconds to go in the period. Break out of the tie-up.
We talked about last match, Horn kind of coming in with his legs wide open.
And there's Gretz getting a double to go up 8-2. Second period will end. Gretz leads going to the third. We'll have that third when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
Start of the third period, Mickey Horn chose bottom position. Gretz giving an escape, going right in on a single and getting the takedown. So now 12 for McDett, 10-3 for Gretz, and he goes around the head of Horn and turns him over to his back with under a minute and a half to go. Huge fall comes for Tommy Gretz of Connellsville at 4 minutes and 33 seconds. Falcons going to take the lead 30-24 with two bouts to go.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services, with main offices near Consol Energy Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital. You can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Nolan Rice for Connellsville, Jacob Wright for Trinity, underway at 114 pounds.
Nolan Rice ranked number 3 in the WPIAO and number 14 in the state by PA Power Wrestling. He's 24-6 this season. Wright with the heroics last match, he's 25-9.
Still scoreless.
Wright has to win this match. A loss locks it up for Connellsville. Regardless of what would happen with Dom Canale.
To tie up.
And that's where that overtime match, Mark, came up huge. Nicolella was leading late. And that could be the true turning point, because a win there for Trinity is 29-27. Even a loss here comes down to Canale just winning the match.
Shot to the left leg by Jacob Wright. Rice around the head. 40 seconds to go in the first period. Wright trying to pop his head free. Rice using that to hang on. Now they're going to roll through, and now Rice going to come out on top, and he's going to get the takedown.
Sweet move that time by Rice. Well, it looked like he was in a lot of trouble and be giving up the takedown, able to elevate and get the two.
Looks like Franklin Regional is going to hang on and win 28-27, if I see that correctly.
Yep.
For third place.
Yeah, only a major decision. They needed a tech to tie, a pin to win.
There's the end of the first period. Rice of Connellsville, 2-0 lead on Wright of Trinity. Second period coming up when we come right back.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Start of the second period, Jacob Wright of Trinity on the bottom, trailing Nolan Rice of Connellsville 2-0. 4-point team lead for Connellsville, 30-26. Stalemate going to bring the two back into the center. Hillers have to have this match. Wright grabs a ankle. Tries to catch Rice up a little bit high here. Rice able to turn Wright back underneath and break him flat to his stomach.
Yeah, that's where really that fall was huge for Tommy Gretz, because if you don't get those three team points, 27-26, you would just a loss would then give Canale a chance to major decision tie it, but that was a big loss, or a big fall, I should say, for Tommy Gretz.
50 seconds left, second period. Rice of Connellsville still riding and leading 2-0, and he's called for stalling on top. Forty-five seconds left in the second as they come back into the center. Wright sits off the whistle. Rice works up around the head. Wright rolls back to his knees. Now trying to kind of awkwardly tie up Rice, but it's Rice working up high who is actually getting a near fall count here.
Yeah, it's like an awkward position there, but somehow he's got the arm trapped with his leg.
15 seconds left in the second. Wright trying to roll through, but he's not going to be able to do that. 5 seconds to go in the period. And there's the end of the second. Three near fall points going to make it 5-0 for Nolan Rice of Connellsville. And we'll keep it here as we get ready to go to the third. Rice will be on top with that 5-0 lead. Wright again reaches back to grab an ankle, but not really able to do anything with that. Rice up a little bit high. This is the same situation they were in right at the end of the second period. Rice is up high, and he actually has his right leg. It's almost like he's using his right leg to put an arm bar in on Wright.
Yeah, arm bar with the leg.
Wright able to sneak out the back door, though, for a reversal. Rice did get two near fall points, so it's 7-2.
You're going to need to turn him a couple of times now if you're right. There's a stalling point, though.
Yep.
Still going to need to turn him twice.
And second call on Rice, so it's 7-3. 1:05 remaining in the third period. Rice trying to work up to his knees. Wright trying to power a half in on the left side, not able to get it in there. Wright knowing he needs to probably get out of his comfort zone here, and we're going to get a stoppage here. Not sure if it's injury or blood for Nolan Rice of Connellsville. It's injury time.
It was injury time. It looked like he went underneath the chin, and he called it there. But if you're Trinity, you're going to have to get back points and maybe try to see if you can get that stall call, because I think it might be tough to turn him twice at this point to force overtime.
And again, the top three qualify for next week's state tournament. Franklin Regional will face the City League champion on Monday. Talk more about the state bracket as time permits. Here's Rice as we get back to action, getting up on his feet. Wright working up high, desperately trying to find a way to turn Rice over. Rice of Connellsville leads 7-3, 30 seconds to go, third period, and a potentially dangerous call going to stop action here with 28 seconds left.
Wright might have to try something he may not be used to, just to see if he can get Rice over to his back.
right out to the right side, cross facing and working on the left arm, but just not able to do anything with Rice. 15 seconds left. Rice going to be hit with another stalling call. Penalty point going to make it 7-4 as time is about to run out here. It's going to be a 7-4 win for Nolan Rice of Connellsville. He'll clinch the WPIAL championship for the Falcons. They go up 33-26 with one bout to go. We'll have it when we come back on the WJBA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsAndLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Saris, and over the years, we've helped thousands of groups and organizations raise money to purchase fan uniforms, playground and sports equipment, and more. Call Saris Candies today to see how your group can easily earn money to support your cause. Call 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, sariscandies.com.
Connellsville will forfeit to Dom Canale to make our final score 33-32. Connellsville wins its eighth WPIAL title, its first since 2008. And, you know, a lot of pins, some close matches, and you know, you never know how these things are going to go, Greg. And we talked about really how evenly matched probably more than just the top four teams that were here today are in the WPIAL.
Yeah, you could go a little bit deeper, too, right, as far as you know, North Allegheny, Fox Chapel being in that mix. But, yeah, I mean, it was four really great teams, as evidence, right? If you look at that board, Connellsville 33-32, Franklin Regional 28-27. I mean, you can't get much better matches than that. This was a lot of fun here today.
First thing we'll do is recap the match here. We started at 127 pounds. Zane Garner got a fall for Trinity at 5 minutes and 16 seconds over Chase Sparks of Connellsville, put the Hillers up 6-0. But Kai Vioma answered with a fall for the Falcons over Trinity's Devin Junko at 133 pounds in 1 minute and 26 seconds. We were tied at 6. At 139 pounds, Blake Reiner of Trinity, a major decision, 15-5 over Julian Ruggieri of Connellsville. And the Hillers had a 10-6 lead. But Evan Petrovich of the Falcons would get a fall at 145 pounds over Trinity's Luke Poland in 2 minutes and 28 seconds. Connellsville back on top, 12-10. T.J. Allison answered with a fall for Trinity at 152 pounds over Colton Turek, 452 time of the fall for Allison. Hillers back on top, 16-12. But Lonzi Vioma followed with a fall for Connellsville at 160 pounds over Jackson Bruckner, 309 time of the fall for Lonzi Vioma. Connellsville took the lead back again, 18-16. Then the Falcons got an overtime decision at 172 pounds with Nicholas Rohal getting a late takedown to send the bout with Kale Nicolala to overtime, tied at 2 at the end of regulation, then a takedown 37 seconds in for Rohal to win in overtime, put Connellsville up 21-16. Hillers got a fall from Bodie Morgan at 189 over Cooper Lembo, 307 time of the Morgan fall. Trinity back up on top, 22-21. Robbie Allison then added to that for Trinity with a major decision at 215 pounds over Connellsville's Chris Cook, 11-1, the win for Allison. Hillers up 26-21. Falcons got a victory at 285 from Tyler Gallis, 7-3 over Trinity's Jace Banco. Falcons pulled to within 2, 26-24. Then at 107, Tommy Gretz of Connellsville, a fall in 4 minutes and 33 seconds over Trinity's Mickey Horn. That gave Connellsville a 30-26 lead. Nolan Rice sealed it at 114 pounds with a 7-4 win over the Hillers' Jacob Wright. Again, 7-4, the bout score, and that put Connellsville up by 7, 33-26, with just the final bout to go, and the Falcons forfeited to Dom Canale to get the 33-32 win. Fans got their money's worth today.
Oh, no doubt about it. There was four really great matches, highly contested, and just a lot of fun just to find out who would end up being the champion. I think, honestly, Mark, you could wrestle these probably 10 more times and you get some different results every time. That's how close these four teams truly are.
We're going to do a couple of things. We'll recap all the scores for you. We'll tell you about the teams, both AA and AAA, who have qualified for the PIAA tournament, where they slot into the PIAA brackets. And we're also going to recognize tonight's outstanding wrestler of the match, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
This is Coach Guy Monticalva for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
And, Greg, we had a little discussion and a number of candidates as far as Connellsville was concerned for the outstanding wrestler, but we've managed to pick one.
Yeah, I think it has to go to Nick Rohal. Wins the match, essentially, for Connellsville, beating Kale Nicolello, who was down 2-0 late. He got that takedown with probably, what, less than 10 seconds left, and then he gets the takedown in overtime to win. You back that up, that six-point swing, because they ended up, they're up by 7, so instead, going to that last match, instead of being up by 7, you're up by 1. And then that the 121 match is going to decide the champion. So with Rohal's win, he was able to take that out of the hands of Trinity.
All right, so before we wrap things up here again, let's recap the scores today here for you. First in AAA, in the semifinals, Trinity defeated Bethel Park. It was the match score was tied at 26. Trinity won on the fourth criteria, which is number of matches won. Hillers won 7, Bethel Park won 6. So technically that goes in the books as a 27-26 Trinity victory to get to the finals. Connellsville in the semis, a 31-28 winner over Franklin Regional, and Connellsville with a 33-32 win over Trinity in the championship match. For third place, Franklin Regional defeats Bethel Park 28-27. So Connellsville, Trinity, and Franklin Regional in AAA go to next week's state tournament. Connellsville, the WPIAL champion, will go into the bottom half of the bracket, as far as there are matches on Monday, and we'll talk about those, but as far as Connellsville is concerned, they will wrestle at 8 o'clock on Thursday night. The matches on Thursday at the state tournament, once you get to the 16-team bracket, two AA matches, two o'clock and 4 o'clock, and then two groups of matches. They'll have four mats out. So there'll be four matches at 2 o'clock, four more AA matches at 4 o'clock, and then four AAA at 6 and four AAA at 8. Connellsville, because they are the WPIAL champion, will wrestle at 8 o'clock on Thursday night against the winner of the preliminary match on Monday between the District 1 fourth-place finisher and the District 3 third-place finisher. for Trinity, the Hillers are going to wrestle on Thursday at 6 o'clock at the Giant Center in Hershey, and they will take on the District 4 champion. Franklin Regional, the third-place finisher, wrestles the City League champion on Monday. And if Franklin Regional wins, then they will move in to wrestle the District 1 champion on Thursday. Regardless, the winner of that Franklin Regional and City League champion match will wrestle the District 1 champion at 6 o'clock on Thursday at the Giant Center. Let's take a look at AA. First, the scores from earlier today in the semis. Burgettstown, 56-15 over Mount Pleasant, and Burrell, 47-25 over Quaker Valley. Championship match, Burrell defeats Burgettstown 41-20, and for third place it was Quaker Valley over Mount Pleasant 42-28. Now all four of those teams qualify for the state tournament. Fourth place finisher Mount Pleasant will face the District 10 runner-up on Monday. Quaker Valley, the third place finisher from the WPIAL, will take on the District 6 runner-up on Monday. Should they advance, if Mount Pleasant advances, would face then the District 4 champion on Thursday afternoon at 2. If Quaker Valley wins their preliminary match, they'll slot in against the District 11 champion at 4 o'clock on Thursday. Burrell, the champion, is going to wrestle the District 2 champion at 2 o'clock on Thursday. Burgettstown will wrestle at 4 o'clock Thursday afternoon against the District 9 champion. So hopefully all of that is clear. But we'll have the Burgettstown matches and the Trinity matches for you here on WJPA from the Giant Center in Hershey on Thursday. Again, for AA, it's 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock. For AAA, it's 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock in that first round once we get to the full 16-team bracket. You know, Greg, there are a lot of years where we have come into this, and it's been pretty much a no-brainer as to who was going to win. Not the case this year, and certainly, a lot of teams in contention, obviously, and congratulations to the champion in particular here in Triple A Connellsville, and of course to Burrell back on top again in Double A.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun this year, seeing who was going to end up coming out on top. Double A, you kind of had the sense Burrell and Burgettstown were going to be on a collision course one more time to face each other, with Burrell coming out on top this time. But Triple A, yeah, you truly, like I said, coming into this, you could wrestle it 10 times. You're probably going to get 10 different results as far as who's going to be 1, 2, 3, and 4. That's how close and evenly matched these four teams were. So just really great to see it all shake down here today. But always great whenever there's not that clear. It's fun when it's not that clear cut, because then you get the opportunity to see very close and good matches.
Just a reminder, we've got college basketball here on WJPA AM tonight, 6:15. Duke and North Carolina, hard to beat that rivalry, especially in college basketball. And then at 10:15 tonight, St. Mary's and Gonzaga. So two NCAA basketball games tonight here on 1450 AM as well. And it's been a fun day of wrestling. We want to thank everybody involved here at Peters Township, Brian Geyer, the athletic director, and all the head coaches and everybody who has helped us out. We certainly appreciate it. Jacob Knisner, our Washington studio producer, our floor director, Nate Rigotti. And for my partner, Greg Warnock, I'm Mark Uriah. Thanks for being with us. Our coverage has been brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. Sarah's Candy, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. Washington Financial Bank, download the app and bank like Frank at washfin.bank. Good Orthodontics, excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. The Day Insurance Agency, East Maiden Street, Washington, Main Street, Hickory, and online dayinsurance.com. An Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. For Greg Warnock, I'm Mark Uriah. Thanks for being with us here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.